Good afternoon, Your Eminence.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you? How are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you.
Very good, very good. Have you had your lunch?
Yes, I have already. Yes.
I hope you enjoyed. Now, Cardinal Napier.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about Ntshongweni, uhambo lwase Ntshongweni. For someone who doesn't know what Ntshongweni is, can you kindly please just explain briefly?
Ntshongweni is a place of pilgrimage instituted in the Archdiocese in the 1940s and early 50s. And the reason for the founding of this was one of the missionaries, and missionary of Mary Immaculate, had been summoned back to his home country to serve as a chaplain during the war. And he made a vow when he left his mission that if he came back safely, he would hold something in honor of Our Lady in thanksgiving for her safeguarding. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, he then started off, first of all, just having a mass on a Monday morning. Sunday, he'd do his duties on Sunday, and then on Monday morning, he'd have the special mass of thanksgiving. And then came the feast of the visitation of Our Lady, and he had organized with some of his friends that they would start this pilgrimage. But at the last minute, he got cold feet, and he called it off, only to find that some people had made the trip, and it meant coming out of Durban about 20-something, 30-something kilometers, and from Pietermaritzburg nearly the same distance. And then walking up the hill to the mission, which is right perched on top of the hill. And while he and some of his friends were busy drowning their sorrows because of the failed venture, people knocked on the door, and when they went out, they said, "We are coming here for confession. We'd like to have Mass in the morning." And that's how the pilgrimage began. So it's not a place where a miracle happened or something miraculous image of Our Lady has been venerated, but it's a place where this priest had made this vow and he was going to keep this promise. And every year the Archdiocese has, since that time, has celebrated the Feast of the Visitation or Saturday Sunday of the Feast at Ntshongweni.
Oh, so there was no apparition there?
No. And we don't have an image, a particular image, but Our Lady is venerated as the mother, the mediatrix of all graces.
Okay. Mm. Well. I see now the 27th of May, there'll be a pilgrimage for Catholics and non-Catholics.
We get all kinds of people, mostly they are Catholics, though, who come here.
Most of it. So I see now the theme, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why this theme specifically, Your Eminence?
I think what we're trying to emphasize at the moment is, what does Jesus want of us? So people going to Ntshongweni, yes, we're going there to pray and to venerate Mary, to ask her to intercede for us, but we're also going there to ask her, and through her, Jesus, what he wants us to do. And at this particular time in South Africa, I think it's very good for us to have such a theme. Good Master, what do you want us to do? How do we show that we are your disciples?
And this will only take, it will be a day-long pilgrimage. It's from the 27th up until the 28th.
We start off with a Mass of Healing at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then thereafter, the pilgrimage is a vigil, a night vigil.
Okay.
We start at about 6 o'clock, the official welcome. And then the first sermon will be in preparation for confessions. We usually get about 20-something priests, maybe more, who will come there to hear confessions. And that will carry on practically right through to about 11 at night. Then there will be the Mass, and the Mass is followed by a procession around the grounds. It's about 2 kilometers and a bit, 2 kilometers. And we have come back and have benediction, and then by that time, people are ready to go home.
So this will be at around, I'm thinking at around 6 a.m.
It will be about 6 a.m.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Now, Your Eminence, I don't see any fees attached to this. Is there any fee one is expected to pay, maybe?
Not at all. No.
So
we just there's a collection, the collection boxes, and at the moment there is a special appeal going on because we're trying to build up a proper church at the sanctuary as well.
Okay, and I see here Father Pelelani Mswane. For more information, for if people want extra information, they can get in contact with him.
Pelelani Mswane, and the parish priest there is Father Mthengi Ngobo. They get any information there. So on the poster, there are some further details for information. So the great thing is, for many, many years now, we've been having people coming from Johannesburg every year.
Yes.
From as far as Polokwane, Witbank. So people come from various parts of the country and they make it an annual pilgrimage.
I've seen it's an annual, especially at this time of the year. I remember it must have been like 5 years ago where some of my people from my parish went to the actual pilgrimage. It was around this time, towards the end of May. Is it in conjunction with that? This month is the month of Our Lady.
That's true. And in the past, you see, before the 31st of May used to be a public holiday.
Oh yes.
Yes, and that's when it was to be done. People would come down on the 30th, in the afternoon of the 30th, start in the evening, go right through to the morning, and on the 31st they would have their time to start making their way back home. In that way, it often clashed with the Comrades Marathon.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. So
and every now and again it happens here, and then we've got to try and find different alternative routes for the buses and cars to take, because they block some parts of the main road for the Comrades.
So this time around is just it? No, it won't.
No, thank goodness, there's no competition this time.
All right. So the 27th of May, it starts at 3. Time starts from 3 p.m. And again, the theme is "Good Teacher, What Must I Do to Inherit Eternal Life?" That's from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
And we're going to be looking at things like the theme for that. Pope Francis has chosen for the next synod, vocation for youth, faith, and vocation discernment. So that's what we are asking, dear good master, what must I do? We're actually focusing on directing the challenge to the youth.
Your Eminence, with a pilgrimage like this, with thousands and thousands of people flocking there, how many priests should one expect there who will be facilitating the whole pilgrimage?
Hey, the thing takes place at night, so priests come and go at in the night time. I think we have about 20 to 25 at the time when we need them most. That's for confessions. Some will come and do the confessions up to about 10 and 11 o'clock, and then go home because they have their own duties the following day.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I'm checking out the time so that we don't go over time now. Thank you so much, Your Eminence. And once again, the pilgrimage will be on the 27th of May. Catholics and non-Catholics are invited to Entshongweni Uhambo lwaseNtshongweni at the Albanai Catholic Parish, and the theme is "Good Teacher, What Must I Do to Inherit Eternal Life." Everybody is invited, and we're looking forward to being there and seeing you there as well.
Well, I'm hoping that some of the people that will be listening tonight or this afternoon,
most definitely,
we'll see them there on the night for the pilgrimage as well.
Most definitely, especially after they heard you, they'll be looking forward to see you as well.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Your Eminence, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Father. Enjoy the rest
of your day.
Thank you so much.
Bye. That was Cardinal Wilfrid Napier, His Eminence Cardinal Napier, for talking to us about Entshongweni pilgrimage happening on the 27th of May. This month is 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now. It will be on a Saturday. It starts from 3 p.m. And the teacher, the theme is Good Teacher, What Must I Do to Inherit Eternal Life? Time now, 4 minutes before 2, right here on the station that brings you the good news for a change, Radio Veritas. And the show, of course, it's Soft Options, the show that's more than a cherry on top. Good.